Would you turn on my microphone, please? Here, I have somebody I think you'd like to meet. Ladies and gentlemen, we've promised to have this man at our microphone on so many programs, but he is here today, the human fireball, Laughing Eddie Upjohn.
Thank you very much, Bob and Ray.
How'd you get that name, Human Fireball? What does that mean? You just fast, or do you dive through a hoop of fire? What is it you do, Larry?
Well, that is exactly right, what you said last. I dive through a hoop of fire.
Great Scott, Rudy. Do you wear an asbestos suit or anything like that?
No protective covering of any kind.
Well, what do you
wear? My crash helmet.
You wear just a crash helmet? Well, I mean,
crash helmet and my regular uniform, Superman.
Oh, you wear a Superman uniform?
Superman suit, it is.
It's a suit.
You're made out of muslin.
I see. And could you describe your stature? You're about, what, 3 feet?
No, 4'1".
4 feet one, but that, of course, is offset, isn't it?
By the fact that I'm 345 pounds.
You're short and fat. Now, how do you get up the steam, more or less, to come running down the track and dive through this hoop?
Well, that's just about what I have to do. I get way up at the far end of the track. Then they get a signal for me to light the hoop.
You light the hoop yourself?
Then I start running like the wind.
Does your associate, it's a lady, isn't it?
Yes.
She wears a leotard.
You have to have a lady in the act. It dresses it up a little bit.
Yes, it certainly does. She lights the hoop, and then you
then
come running.
Then I start running like the wind.
I see. And then you dive through the hoop, and then you have, what, sawdust on the other side, is it? So that
usually.
And sometimes the sawdust isn't there. The lady in the leotard forgets to put it in.
Sometimes it's plain, hard, old dirt.
Then that would...
That surprises me when I jump through the fire.
I see. Well, we'll
land
talk to
in the
you.
Dirt.
All right, sir. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Right out that door, sir. We had hoped to have a demonstration here, but the fire laws wouldn't permit the lighting of the hoop here in the studio, and so we couldn't bring you that demonstration. Our sincere apologies, but the law being what it is, we have to abide by it. And that's what makes, of course, our country great.